CBFC Chief Pehlaj Nilani disapproving of the usage of the term intercourse in the trailer of the Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka Sharma starrer, Jab Harry Met Sejal, Shah Rukh shared his reaction to the whole thing.
To be really honest, I don't need to say this, but Imtiaz Ali, myself, Anushka, Red Chillies, jitne bhi log isme jude hue hain is film mein, Pritam, writers, Ishad Kamil sahab, I think हमने कभी भी कोई disrespectful बात families के लिए या कोई ऐसी बदतमीजी करने की हमें ज़रूरत नहीं अपने फिल्मों में उनको चलाने के लिए. So hopefully everybody will see it when the film is. अभी तो सेंसर के लिए गई नहीं. जब वो पूरी फिल्म को देखेंगे, maybe out of context कुछ बातें उनको ठीक नहीं लग रही, और अगर नहीं लग रही तो हम उसको चेंज कर देंगे. But I think जब पूरा फिल्म देखेंगे, so they will understand the context and hopefully everything will be good.
The trailer of the controversial Alankrita Srivastava directorial lipstick Under My Burqa was released by the cast and makers of the movie. The movie had been in the news for facing the wrath of the censor board for being too explicit and women-oriented.
I think that this film is one of those films which definitely it stands by what it says. And it speaks very honestly about women and their inner lives, and it gives you a very authentic experience of that.
When I saw the film, it was that here is an extremely interesting, extremely sensitive, funny film. I enjoyed watching it, and I think the audience will too.
The stars of Despicable 3 attended the premiere of the film. Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig were accompanied by Minions voice actor Trey Parker as they spoke about the movie and the experience of working on it at the event.
I feel like it's just a really light, fun movie, and it's silly, and just to like go in the theater and laugh for 2 hours with how crazy the world is right now is a good thing, and parents will enjoy it, kids will enjoy it, so it's a good bonding movie.
It's just positive and fun and silly, and you don't have to think too much about it. It's just a good time, and I think this day and age is kind of nice.
It's been 20 years of The Boy Who Lived, and the worldwide phenomenon of Harry Potter came to life at the King Cross's station in London as fans from across the world traveled to the iconic station. Author J.K. Rowling took to social media to share her emotions on the momentous occasion. Pop star Katy Perry won over the crowds as she performed at the Glastonbury Festival. Donning a silver jumpsuit, Perry performed hits including Firework, California Girls and I Kissed a Girl. Katy concluded the act by performing her blockbuster single, Raw. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.